It's Radio On The Go Sports for Monday, November 27th, and I'm John Moenkel reporting. Here's what's happening today. Boys basketball, Clarksville will host Rockford, and in girls wrestling, BCLUW South Hardin will be at a quad hosted by Gilbert. The number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford girls basketball team fell 49-48 to number 2 and 3A Solon in a rivalry Saturday game at Kirkwood Community College. After taking a first quarter lead, the Wolverines were held to just 9 points in the second quarter and trailed 25-22 at the half. The Spartans extended their lead to 38-33 after 3 quarters, but the Wolverines took a 44-42 lead with 3:16 left. DNH had possession with 10 seconds left with a chance to win, but a late turnover sealed the Spartan win. Peyton Peterson scored 29 points on 12 of 16 shooting, including 5 of 7 at the free throw line, while collecting 10 rebounds. Jaden Peterson was 6 of 8 from the floor with 13 points. The team committed an uncharacteristically high number of turnovers with 18. The 1-1 Wolverines will return to action on Tuesday by hosting East Marshall for the home opener. The APGC girls wrestling team secured strong placings both as a team and individually at Saturday's Belle Plaine Girls Invitational. The team placed fourth with 82 points. Bettendorf was the champion with 262.5 points. The Falcons had second place finishes by Grace Storyhan at 125 and Zoe Uhlenhop at 155. Lila Reince placed third at 155, Caden Muller placed fourth at 135, and Ellie Reince placed fifth at 135. Find full results at RadioOnTheGo.com. They'll be back in action at a tournament hosted by St. Ansgar on Saturday, December 2nd. The North Butler boys basketball team will begin a new journey, ready to unite under first-year head coach Austin Guerrero and 3 returning seniors. They finished 11-12 overall last year. They'll have some production roles to fill after the graduation of top 2 scorers Owen Albeline and Corbin Lewis. They return senior Hunter Rademacher, who averaged 8 points and 6 rebounds per game last year. Guerrero says uniting together includes trust, counting on each other, and a never-give-up attitude.
Trust one another. We're going to make the right basketball play. If you get doubled and there's a wide-open teammate to your side, you got to trust that. You know, they're going to make a good decision with it. You're going to kick that pass out and trust them when they take that shot. Count on one another to pick each other up at all times, and we're going to battle through each and every night as a collective unit. And that's just one thing that we're going to preach to the guys at day one of practice. And same thing as we lead into postseason, as the season continues on, is it's going to take every single person here on this team to play a part in where we want to go and, you know, to get into the goals that we have.
The Bearcats will look for another competitive defensive effort after they held opponents to an average of 47 points per game, which was the best in the top of Iowa East last year. Guerrero says if the Bearcats dictate what they're going to do and get shots the way they want, they're going to be a tough team.
Just play the style of ball and dictate the tempo the way we want to play. We want to work to get the shots that we want. We don't want to let the other team dictate what we're taking or what we're doing. So we're going to game plan and scout teams to the best of our ability, and we'll have our guys ready to go to know the other kids' tendencies. But we're always just going to really push. We dictate what we want to do and get the shots that we want. We're going to be a tough team. It's really just going to come down to playing to our strengths. We're just excited to see how that will play out and see how we move forward week by week.
The Bearcats will begin the season on Tuesday, November 28th at Northwood Kensett, a game that'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. The Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball team will battle to improve on a 9-13 overall finish last year after competing in a tough North Central Conference. The cadets will receive a boost with the return of 6 seniors. Head coach Michael Collison says a mission of the team is to play with relentless discipline.
We think we can be pretty competitive if we're disciplined, you know, in the way we cut, the way we defend, the way we rebound, the way we talk to each other, the way we embrace coaching. You know, if we're disciplined in all those areas, we feel like we can have some success. We've got to be disciplined relentlessly. It's got to be something that we're doing all the time. If we can do those things, we feel like we have a chance, you know, to win some games and compete.
The cadets are led by senior Jaden Damiano, who averaged 10 points and 5.8 rebounds per game last year. Junior Carter Weaver averaged 7.8 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. The cadets will look to remain balanced in scoring to increase production. Collison says playing unselfish basketball increases production and he hopes the cadets can apply it to their style of play.
I think we've got a lot of guys who can get double figures any given night. I think for us, the big key is going to be recognizing who's making shots tonight. Let's make sure we get them a touch. And, you know, if they're really cheating on that pass, who's cutting back door? Can we hit that guy? And, you know, I think if our guys who are just unselfish by nature, if they can learn to play that way all the time, it could be a really fun style of basketball to watch and also a really fun style of basketball to play because you can score a lot of points. So hoping that's what we can get going for our team and for the cadets this year.
The cadets will tip off the season Tuesday at West Marshall. Northern Iowa volleyball will match up with the Miami Hurricanes in the opening round of the 2023 NCAA tournament, as announced during the bracket release Sunday night. The Panthers, seeded 8th in the Wisconsin quarter of the bracket, will battle the Hurricanes at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, November 30th at the University of Wisconsin's UW Fieldhouse in Madison. Should Northern Iowa prevail in its first-round match, the Panthers would play the winner of Wisconsin and Jackson State on Friday, December 1st at 7 o'clock p.m. UNI, who will make its 25th NCAA tournament appearance this week, will square off with Miami in the first all-time meeting between the two programs. The Panthers qualified for this year's tournament after posting a 26-6 record and 18-0 Missouri Valley Conference mark, earning the program's 20th MVC regular season and 19th tournament championships. The Hurricanes received an at-large berth after finishing 7th in the ACC. UNI's last two NCAA tournament wins have both come against ACC challengers Louisville in 2017 and Florida State in 2022. Northern Iowa carries an all-time NCAA tournament record of 16-24 into this year's field of 64, with three Sweet 16 appearances under its belt in 1999, 2001, and 2002. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Mowinkle reporting.